I'm producing this radio program in Brinkley, Arkansas, which is sort of the ivory-billed woodpecker headquarters right now. Brinkley is the largest city in the area where ivory-billed woodpecker sightings and sound recordings have been made in the past 2 years. It's very close to the Cache River National Wildlife Refuge and the White River National Wildlife Refuge, along with several wildlife management areas. I arrived here last night with my dog Photon and my friend Paula Lozano. Then about 9 p.m. I get a phone call from David Luno, the man who made the videotape, which is the best solid evidence so far of the ivory bill's existence. David picked us up at 6:40 this morning and took us to the Dagmar Wildlife Management Area, a lovely area with plenty of bottomland hardwood habitat and a little bit of cypress and tupelo. David's a great guy, very low-key and easygoing, but with the presence of mind to keep his video camera running every minute. When the tape runs out, he simply starts over again. This way, if an ivory-billed woodpecker does materialize, all he has to do is grab the camera and point. It's already running. It was with this great presence of mind that he managed to get the only identifiable video of the bird. He'd left his video camera running on his canoe when they came into sight range of the bird. Unfortunately, David's brother's knee was in the camera's sight range too, and that was what the camera focused on. So the only ivory-billed image is pretty poor, though some of the best ornithologists in the world have measured it and analyzed the color patterns and verified its identification. Anyway, David kept his video camera ready for anything when we set out to explore a part of the management area that he hasn't spent much time in. It turned out to be not quite the right habitat to find an ivory bill in. There were too many fairly young hardwoods, but we had an exceptional morning of birding. Apparently, Arkansas is a major winter destination for both species of kinglets, brown creepers, brown thrashers, yellow-rumped warblers, white-throated sparrows, and a bunch of other North Country breeding birds. We even came upon an unexpected female purple finch. But there are also an abundance of southern birds, especially tufted titmice, Carolina chickadees, and Carolina wrens. And we spotted 6 species of woodpeckers, every one of the possible species except red-headed, red-cockaded, and the bird which must not be named. The woods were alive with little birds. We also had a couple of red-shouldered hawks and started the morning with a barred owl. All in all, we had 47 species today. Arkansas is in the middle of a serious drought and also a very warm spell. The temperature rose to almost 70, and we spotted a dragonfly zipping about, a host of little insects swarming, and several turtles basking in the sun. I decided to bring Photon on the trip, assured that in January there are simply no cottonmouths around. But after seeing so many turtles, I'm a little worried about snakes appearing underfoot where she could discover them before I do. We're going to be staying in Brinkley until Friday when we head for the White River National Wildlife Refuge to start camping. Much as we enjoy the warm weather today, I'm hoping more seasonable weather arrives soon so we can forget about the possibility of venomous snakes while we're here. But Photon is sticking close to me, and we're all enjoying the rich wealth of Arkansas, the natural state. So many birds all over the place are making this adventure more exciting and fun than I'd expected. In the coming days, you'll hear a lot about our adventures. Production of For the Birds is supported by KUMD and Binoculars.com. Binoculars.com is also supporting this trip into ivory-billed habitat. I'm Laura Erickson speaking for the birds.